welcome back to the program. A little programming note here for you. First of all, this part of the program brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. So many jobs available, so few people to fill them. I'm encouraging you to get on it and get out there. MichiganConstruction.com. You can find out more at SteveGruber.com. Jobs everywhere. $15-$20 an hour for entry level, $30-$35 an hour, maybe more depending on your experience. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. Man, if you're looking for something new and something big and you can help build Michigan's future, now is the time. Plus, there's great training programs. If you're like, I don't know anything about construction, training programs, you might even get paid to learn. Not kidding. You might get paid to learn. It's pretty incredible. Go to SteveGruber.com. And there's also the sexiest job of the week. Don't miss that. The sexiest job of the week can be found at SteveGruber.com. So check into that as well. I won't be here tomorrow. That was the programming note. Scott Bertram will be here filling in from his haunts at Hillsdale College. Scott does a fabulous job for us when he's here, as you well know. So he'll be here tomorrow, but that means today I have to go through what is the dumbest thing I have heard all week. And I've got two nominations here. The dumbest thing I've heard all week. I'm going to start with Norma Torres, member of Congress from California, who says those that oppose abortion, those that are opposed to abortion are just sexually starved deviant fiends. Well, they're sexually starved men on the floor of the United States Congress. I can't make that up. It's abhorrent behavior. But here, welcome to today's Democrat Party. Here they are in our latest contestant, Norma Torres from California, about abortion and what men think about it. It's bite number seven. Go.
Mr. Speaker, it is tiring to hear from so many sex-starved males on this floor talk about a woman's right to choose. Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does a gentleman from Georgia recognize, seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I would just like to ask my friend if she'd like to change her last statement.
Mr. Speaker, if it pleases my colleague on the other side, I will withdraw my statement about sex-starved males on the floor.
You know what's really shocking about that, besides being a nominee for the dumbest thing I've heard all week, is that it took somebody to object to that. The speaker, the Democrat in charge of that, let it go. I mean, have some decorum. Have some dignity. Have a little bit of class, would you please? If I were a Republican and I heard a Republican say something like that, I would stand up and say, what are you doing? That's garbage. That's garbage talk. You know it. You're off base. Clean up your act. My mother would have grabbed me by the shirt collar and said, Steve, clean. She was at Stephen, as mothers do, clean up your act. All right, here's the second. Here's the second nomination for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. It's the showstopper from Joe Biden, bite 14, go.
You know, a lot of you understand that what loss is, and when loss occurs, you know that, you know, people come up to you and tell you, I understand if you lose a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a family member, and lots of times you feel like saying, you know, they say, I know how you feel, and if they hadn't, you look at them, you know they mean well, but you say, you have no idea how I feel. But when it happens to you, you know. That's why I've worked so hard in my career to make sure that, I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer. You think I'm...
That's another issue. And I promise you that is the dumbest thing I've heard this week. I mean, come on. I promise you if I'm elected, I'll cure cancer. Really? Hashtag Joe Almighty. All righty, it's Joe Almighty. Good. I mean, seriously. It's incredible to hear such a ridiculous thing. Anyhow, once you retire, that regular paycheck from your job is going to come to an end. But you know what won't end? Bills. You'll have to pay your monthly utilities, health care, and yes, you're going to have to pay taxes. I know much how much joy that brings you, even in retirement. Fortunately, if you have a 401k or an IRA, that's good news. How do you convert that money into actual retirement income? Well, let's talk to Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas about it at Life Plan Advisory Services. They can help you do exactly that. They'll sit down with you to design a personalized distribution strategy that can generate lifetime income. You won't have to worry about whether the market is up or down or about who's sitting in the White House. You can focus instead on the things that matter to you, like spending more time with your family, meeting some friends for lunch, and doing the things you didn't have time for before because you were working all the time. Call Bruce and Michael, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or go to MyLifePlanFinancial.com, MyLifePlanFinancial.com, the place to be to get that taken care of, and I suggest you do that. All right, we're following the story out of Memphis on the riots in Memphis. More than two dozen police officers injured overnight. A bunch of vandalism, chaos. The riots erupting after an armed suspect being chased by U.S. Marshals. A violent suspect chased by U.S. Marshals comes out of a vehicle shooting at them. A gun battle ensues. The suspect is killed, and then suddenly there's rioting in the streets. This is where we have gotten ourselves by villainizing, by making villains out of law enforcement. This is where it's gotten us. Shocking, really. It really is shocking. But that's where we are. We'll keep an eye on that for you coming out of Memphis, Tennessee. And two tankers torpedoed in the Gulf of Oman. We'll talk about that as well and keep an eye on for you. Some final thoughts after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.